हरिः ॐ सहनववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहैः ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्रीहद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासरि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
Paramatma Sandarbha, Adhyayana 3, Adhikarana 2, The Theory of Transformation, Parinamabhava, page 33. Stating that the universe is illusory is only for the purpose of showing that one should meditate on the Lord, since the universe is temporary and extrinsic to the Lord. Right, so it's the Lord's not dependent upon it, but it's dependent upon Him. So the illusion that we don't see that connection, and because it's temporary and we're eternal, so what's the point of something temporary for us? Nothing temporary can satisfy us, only something eternal. Right? It is not meant to show that the universe is false and not for the purpose of showing the Lord and the jiva are the same, and not for the purpose of showing the Lord and the jiva are the same sarup. Right, so it's not to show that the universe is illusory and that it doesn't exist and that the jiva is the same as the Lord. That's not the purpose of it saying it's illusory. Yes. It's to point out it's temporary, it can't give any satisfaction to us. It is part of the Lord's energy, but it's not an intrinsic part. You know, as it says, it's extrinsic. And so therefore then... We are supposed to meditate on the Lord.
So Maharaj, it depends of, according to the purpose, we can interpret in a different way.
Well, it's not a matter of interpreting. It would just be which it means in vichar, which aspect we're looking at. Right, because vichar means to look at something from different angles. So yes, from one angle, yes. You look at it, just like we're saying. If we're looking at the water pot, okay, we can look at it that it's a water pot, it holds water. Yes. Right? We can look at it as a copper water pot, so the copper has a particular effect. So we can look at it from the metallic point of view, yes. You know, and health and this, yes. And that. Or we can look at it what it takes to maintain it. Yes. So the copper means you have to polish it in this way or that way or something else. Yes. Does that make sense? We can look at it from the economic point of view. That's the whole point, is they're all correct, but they're just different views. So when you're looking at it from the point of jnana, then you're looking at knowledge and detachment, and the material world being temporary, doesn't have anything, you know, to offer the soul. So that's the angle, but that means then you're supposed to meditate on the Lord. Right? When you're saying it's real, you're saying it's real because it's one of the energies of the Lord. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that it has importance. It's only importance as an energy of the Lord, how it's serving the Lord. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? So both angles are correct. They're just taking they just have different purposes.
Can you summarize that there are mainly two aspects, bhakti and jnana, in this discussion?
In this discussion, yes. Yes. But in any case, they both elevate.
Yes.
But the one elevates you so you get rid of the material consciousness, the other one develops the spiritual consciousness.
Yes.
Does that, make sense? So, because Krishna mentions the Gita, there's one path. Yes. The difficulty is how far along the path you are. Yes. And how far the process you use. So karma will move you up the path towards Krishna, but it'll only take you to the heavenly planets and stop. Jnana will take you towards Krishna, past the heavenly planets, up to liberation, and then stop. Only bhakti will continue past that all the way to Krishna. Does that make sense? Vai dharmyatcha na swapnad divat. One cannot claim that external objects are only cognitions as in dreams, since there's a difference in the dream object and the object of waking perception. Brahma Sutra 2229. Right? Because someone may say is that, oh no, but it's all a dream. But there's a difference between the perception of something in a dream and the perception of the same object when you're awake. Right? So you can't say they're the same like that. They will try to say that because it sounds great, but in reality it's different. So, thus it is said in the Narada Purana, it is said that by remembering the Lord one destroys attachment to the universe, but by remembering the universe one does not destroy the attachment. Even though the universe is not different from him, but at the same time, it's different from him as a person. It has a different purpose and all that. So by remembering it, you won't become purified. It's only when you remember the in connection with the Lord. Right? But the actual thing is remembering the Lord. That then naturally includes the destruction of the attachment to the universe. In the beginning, because, you know, we're used to the... The Vyasti perspective as of the individual soul and not Krishna and how we're all part and parcel of him. So then we're going to look at it that I perform the activities of the universe in connection with the Lord. So I get purified. But that aspect will bring us up to liberation. Because it's connected to the Lord, it will get us out of the material world. But because the focus is not devotion, it won't get us into the spiritual world. Right? So therefore, then, bhakti means you're doing things without attachment to the material world, so you're getting liberated, and you're doing it to please Krishna, so you develop prema. So that's why it's the all-inclusive. And you're using Krishna's energies, and when you use energies, when they transform, you get results. So if I'm cooking for Krishna, there's something there to eat. It's not that I cook for Krishna and then I offer it to him and it disappears, so I have to cook again for us. You know, someone goes to offer it. No, don't offer it. Oh, too late. Okay. We've got to cook again. Yeah. But I already made the offer. Yeah. So, in the main explanation about creation, the conclusion is that it takes place by transformation of pradhan, right? Because it's the ingredients. It's what's transforming, right? The creation. It transforms and you have everything. But now, those things being there, then the nimitta will be the living entity. And how then they utilize all those transformed ingredients of pradhan. Does that make sense? So it's not that we create it by nimitta. We're just dealing with it, and therefore it's doing further transformation according to our desire. You know, and according to our karma, right? So we've done good work, things transform in a way where we would expect. We haven't done good work, they don't transform in a way we expect. Right? Does that make sense? So the point is it's the upadana is the main thing. That's why you say pradhan is the basis. But at the same time is then there's the desire, the living entity, how they deal. That's why when they reduce everything down to the smallest like number, they'll always have pradhan and mahatattva. Because one is upadana, one is nimitta. Does that make sense? It means the time element makes everything work. But it's us using the time element to fulfill our desires that's called nimitta. The material energy, the upadana transforming into all the different ingredients that we have and the combinations, that's not nimitta. Does that make sense? So that's why then the material transformation, that's done by the material energy. So she's the material cause. We can be the, you know, immediate cause. Like that. But we're even there, we're still only an instrument because the potencies of the Lord and the potencies of the material energy are through which we are functioning. We can't make it transform on our own. We don't have that kind of power. We're too small. You know what I'm saying? How do you create a whole wall out of you know, 1/10,000th the tip of the hair, right? And so a third of that would be the sat part. That's the part you can make things with. So 1/3 of 1/10,000th the tip of the hair. Right? You're not going to get a wall.
Small wall.
Huh? Very small, very small wall. Very, very small. You know, only about this high, right? You know, 1/3 the size of you, you can get one that high. You know, how wide you are, so that much of a wall. Like that. Yeah. Not so satisfying, but it's a beginning, right? You know, got to start somewhere. Yes?
So Pradhan is unconscious.
Pradhan's unconscious.
And so Jiva can use the ingredients to please himself or to please Krishna.
Yes.
This is the only choice here.
That's the only choice. I mean, is there a third choice?
No.
Because it's very straightforward.
And Pradhan does not exist in the spiritual world. There is no Pradhan in material, in the spiritual world.
Means you have the spiritual world. You have the internal potency. The Sandini is taking care of the same thing.
But it's conscious.
Yes. But it's the same principle. Just one's conscious, one's unconscious.
Yes.
So,
but this is like, you can say...
But you don't have anything unconscious in the spiritual world, if that's what you mean.
Yes.
If you're looking at the consciousness aspect, then yes, it's the same. But if you're looking at that principle of the upadana dravya, or the situations of that, then that's like you see, Vrinda, she's taking care of the situations.
Yes.
To see that, you know, the flowers and the trees and the Jamuna and all that's in its proper situation. Does that make sense?
Yes.
She takes care of that. You know, so just as she's conscious, but everything she's dealing with is conscious. Like you see, Sarat, the spring, came and discussed with Navavrinda, you know, about the pastimes of the Lord, what, how to make nice. So it's fall season, but she wanted Sarat to manifest all the you know, the blossoms and everything like in spring. You know. Right? So we know it's Sarat Purnima, then he has the Maharas.
Yes.
But at the same time, as all the flowers are blooming like it's spring.
Yes.
Like that.
So, it's inconceivable.
Yes. But that's the point. She takes care.
Maharaj, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada has commented that there is like a wheel and potter and the earth.
A wheel?
That's, I mean, actually pot maker.
A pot maker. Okay. Yes.
Pot. So
okay.
So the potter, wheel, and the instruments used to make the pot.
Right.
So and the earth. So it is compared like the wheel and the instruments and so on are the prakriti,
okay.
Which is like upada.
Okay.
And then nimitta is actually the purusha who is making it.
The potter. Okay.
Yeah, the potter. And then, yeah.
I say Hari Potter.
Yeah. Then the pot comes. But actually, if you see, all of them are based on the earth only. So which is made out of the earth. The wheel is made out of the earth.
Right.
And the instrument used to make the, through that, turning the wheel is actually earth.
Okay.
And the body, which is made out of the earth only. But the, even the part which comes out, that is also earth. So everything is earth, so that is like a Adhisthana, so that is Krishna inside.
Okay.
So from Krishna, everything comes.
Yes, everything comes to Krishna. Oh, that was what probably saying in the purport.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, because there was that point before about him being the Adhisthana, no? Yeah, can never find it, right? Oh.
It was there in the Sarat Darshan.
Oh, it was in the...
commentary.
In the commentary.
11th page, 4.
Oh, yes. The Purusha, Supreme Lord, is the Adhisthana Karana, the foundational cause. Yeah, because he's the foundation, because it's his energy that everything is based on. Like that. Because the body is coming, the earth is coming, the jiva is coming like this, the material, like all these things come from Krishna. So that's why he's the foundation. So the thing is we're able to perceive the situations and the qualities. But without the association of the devotees and the scripture, we can't perceive the Supreme Lord. You know? So that makes the difference between material and spiritual. That's what we're saying. Is the energies of the sat and the chit, that's all we can see. The ananda part, which is the Lord, we can't see. You know, so Brahman we can appreciate maybe Paramatma, but that's all the farther. So we don't appreciate Bhagavan. Does that make sense? So that's the aspect. In the main explanation about creation, the conclusion is it takes place by transformation of Pradhan. Bhagavan, Lord of Mahavaikuntha, in his Swamsa expansion as the Purusha, full of potency, at a certain moment of time, placed the jivas into Maya, which became agitated by the gunas. Srimad Bhagavatam 3.5.26, Udriti, Srila Prabhupada. We should not understand the process of impregnation by the personality of Godhead in terms of our conception of sex. The omnipotent person, omnipotent Lord, can impregnate just by his eyes, and therefore he is called all-potent. Each and every part of his transcendental body can perform each and every function of the other parts. This is confirmed in the Brahma Samhita 5.32. Angani yasya sakalendriya vrittimanti. In Bhagavad Gita 14.3, also, the same principle is confirmed. Mama yonir mahad brahma tasmin garbham dadhamyaham. When the cosmic creation is manifested, the living entities are directly supplied from the Lord. They are never products of material nature. Thus, no scientific advancement in material science can ever produce a living being. That is the whole mystery of the material creation. The living entities are foreign to matter, and thus they cannot be happy unless they are situated in the same spiritual life as the Lord. The mistaken living entity, being out of forgetfulness of his original condition of life, unnecessarily wastes time trying to become happy in the material world. The whole Vedic process is to remind one of this essential feature of life. The Lord offers the conditioned soul a material body for his so-called enjoyment. But if one does not come to his senses and enter into spiritual consciousness, the Lord again puts him in the unmanifested condition as it existed in the beginning of creation. The Lord is described here as Viryavan, or the greatest potent being, because he impregnates material nature with innumerable living entities who are conditioned from time immemorial. Srimad Bhagavatam 3.5.26, purport. Impelled by time from the invisible Prakriti arose Mahatattva, composed of knowledge in Sattvaguna. This manifests the universe situated within itself and destroys ignorance. Udriti, Srimad Bhagavatam 3.5.27, Udriti, Srila Prabhupada. In due course of time, the impregnated material energy was manifested first as the total material ingredients. Everything takes its own time to fructify, and therefore the word kala, chodi tat, influenced by time, is used here. The Mahatattva is the total consciousness, because a portion of it is represented in everyone as the intellect. The Mahatattva is directly connected with the supreme consciousness of the supreme being, but still it appears as matter. The Mahatattva, or shadow of pure consciousness, is the germinating place of all creation. It is pure goodness within the slight addition of the material mode of passion, and therefore activity is generated from this point, Srimad Bhagavatam 3.5.27. Right? So that Mahatattva, that's the aspect when we talk about the universal form, the Hiranyagarbha, because that's the overall, and then that's represented by Garbhadaksha Vishnu in each universe. Right? That aspect of it, and then that's controlled and everything by Hiranyagarbha Vishnu. So it's the same Lord, just he deals with that in everyone's heart. So you have the big, then within each universe, and then how the Lord deals with the small, how it affects us. What?
But Mahatattva, it is said a shadow of pure consciousness.
Yes.
So it's conscious.
It's the it's conscious because it's the Lord.
Yes.
Because the point it mentions here, connected with the supreme consciousness of the supreme being, but it still appears as matter. So point is because it's coming from him, his potency, therefore then he's conscious of it. And so then all these aspects will be there. And the jivas are also there, so that's why they have a small amount of this intelligence. It's coming from there. Right? But there's a touch of that passion. Right? Because the intelligence is coming from passion.
Yes.
Right? You know, and then the time element makes things move. So that's what makes things happen. So the intelligence and the and time, that's how things will happen. No?
If I understand correctly. Okay. So, okay, Pradhan is like the ingredients, unconscious.
Yes.
And Mahatattva means there is a...
all the living entities.
It is same thing, but with the living entity.
Yes,
and
time.
And the Lord
time.
Is acting. The Lord, through Sri Vishnu,
because,
is acting.
Yes.
Like that, you know. So, but it is the same ingredient, but it is conscious because there is a...
Means the material energy is not conscious.
Yes.
But the consciousness is there because the living entities are
yes,
there.
Yes.
They're the consciousness.
Yes.
But that consciousness comes from Krishna. He's the supreme consciousness.
Yes.
So the overall Mahatattva, because you have the Vyasti aspect of the individual jiva, the Samasti, that is from the Lord.
Yes.
It is the Lord.
Yes.
So that's why it said that's the grossest form of the Lord.
Yes.
Like that. He doesn't go any more than that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? After that, then he's there in that form, but then down from that, that potency will enter things. So that's why you see he's a Prakriti. And then there's the Adhokshaja aspect, where he's entered. But then when you want to apply it in your own life, in the platform of Paroksha, then you're going to have to be is that he'll, if you're using that properly, he'll come down and connect with it. But it's only because you're using it. It's not the universal aspect.
Yes.
I use something, then he'll connect with it, and then I'll have that consciousness back to him. Or it's just he's connecting, through his external energy, the potency is there, then it works. So the mechanics are going to work on their own. It's whether you connect it to the Lord, that whether it makes it spiritual or not. It's not that certain mechanics are spiritual, certain mechanics are material. It's whether your consciousness is connected to the Lord. Just like we're driving a car for Krishna, the material is driving a car not for Krishna. The Kali Bhakta is waving a lamp, you know, with the ringing a bell and all that, towards his deity, but not being God conscious. And the devotee is doing the same thing and is God conscious. So the mechanics aren't the thing. But there's mechanics that are directly useful and mechanics that are indirectly useful. Does that make sense? So that's the whole thing. It all comes from Krishna. But there's direct and indirect. Right? So the direct, that in the spiritual world, the direct, that then reflected here becomes the pious activities. Right? So there are the rasas there, the ratis there that bring out direct auspiciousness. Those in the material world will be called piety. Right? Does that make sense? So then then those ones that bring out indirect. Experience of prema. Those in the material world, those would be reflected as the sinful activities. Right? Because you have the you have when you're dealing with rasa, then you have of that, then you can say is that the dynamic element is the, or the basic element is going to be your vibhava, right? And in vibhava, you're going to have the alambana. So in the alambana, that has the Lord as the object, right? Or the subject, you can say it this way. And you're going to have the ashraya. So that ashraya, because we're talking just generic here, there's five swabhavas of that ashraya. So there's going to be shanta swabhava, there's going to be servitor swabhava, friendship, parental, and that. Because we're just talking, that's already there. Now we may be attracted by a particular one. Right? But those are there. Those are direct. Right? Then you're going to have, then those are going to combine then, you know, so if you, when you have one of those, that's called the sthayi bhava. But the point is they're there from vibhava. Because you can only have it, be fixed in one if it exists there, if it exists in the process. Then it will give the effects, and it'll give the special effects, and then you have the assistant effects, which are the sancharis. Right? So in the sanchari bhavas, you have those 33 sanchari bhavas, but you also have another group of sanchari bhavas, which are the which are known as the seven secondary rasas. Right? They're also swabhavas. Right? So you have the the swabhava that will create, you know, laughter. The swabhava will create wonder, or, you know, like this. You have the swabhava that will create energy, or, you know, how you say, chivalry. You have the swabhava that will create fear, you know. Does that make sense? You know, what's the other ones? Fear. Ghastliness. There's another two. So of them, three you could say are positive, four are negative. But in the spiritual world, because everything there coming from the Lord, it all creates ecstasy. Just you see that those main five and those secondary three, those cause direct, and the last four, they create indirect ecstasy. Like Mother Jashoda being horrified that Krishna's curled up in this in the tail of Kaliya, and so therefore then, but she completely becomes absorbed in Krishna. So it's indirect. It creates fear, which then, you know, or horror like this, and then she takes shelter of Krishna and remembers Krishna. So it's not direct. So those things become, that is the source of sin here and miseries. Well, the direct are the source of where the piety comes in. You understand? So everything goes back to the spiritual world. There's nothing that doesn't go back to there. So we're used to the idea that the material world is one thing, the spiritual world is another. It's that the spiritual world is the spiritual world, and this is just a reflection of that. You know, it's just like saying the reflection of yourself in the mirror is something completely different. It has a completely different origin, how it works, everything's different. That's bogus. It comes from yourself, and it works the way you do. The mechanics are the same. So that's the point, is the mechanics are a generic thing. That's why we can look at the situations and mechanics and see them not connected to Krishna. It's not the natural way of doing it, but you can. So that's the choice. We can see that there's two things. The internal potency just sees it's all as one thing. So then that way, so it's a matter of turning our consciousness to Krishna. And so naturally then we're engaging the situations and our qualities in Krishna's service. So that makes sense. But we're used to this idea, oh, this is separate. So we always try to separate it off. Like that. It's the mechanics, how you use it defines whether it's Krishna conscious or not. Right? And then, because the principle of it, That's originally has come from the Lord, how it works. Now, how you're using it, that you can use in an inappropriate way. You know, like I remember Sahotamars would say he had this friend. I think he was from quite a, you know, wealthy family. And he and the guys would hang out, and he'd get a new car and that. And they'd, you know, go out driving in the, you know, in the countryside and things like that. So you have these windy roads and that. And on those back roads, the trees are right there, right on the side. So they'd be driving slowly and talking because they're just hanging out. And he'd always, like, pretend to, like, fall asleep. And then just wake up and bang into a tree. You know, nobody get hurt, but it was just somehow or another he thought that was fun. And he'd keep doing that to the point where Bala goes, wow, this car is useless, and then buy him a new one. So, you understand? Mechanics, how you're dealing is one, that was the same, but he's using it in an inappropriate way. Right? So therefore, it takes on the sinful nature. So there's things that can be used appropriately and connected nicely to Krishna. You know, or appropriately and just it creates piety in the material world. Or those things that are inappropriate. Like that. But the principle, it being a reflection, it's on the same thing. Your arm in the mirror works the same way as your real arm. It doesn't work differently. But it's just how you use it. So this switch here is because we're used to that has to... Because we're being kind of brought up in Nirvishesha Shunyavad, then therefore we even though we are attached to the concept of exclusive monism, we actually see things as two different things. We can't see things that everything's connected to the Lord. So it's that there's the Lord, the spiritual, and then there's the material is completely different, and you see it reflected in the religions also. Right? But the point is on the spiritual platform, they're able to see it's all Krishna and see all the individual identities of everybody as part and parcel of Krishna. So they can see both Krishna as everything and the individual within that everything. Well, we see the individual and we see in everything that's impersonal and we take it that our identity actually isn't real either, so then it's all just nothingness. So we're claiming that it's all one, but we're separating it from the spiritual. So we don't actually understand spiritual life. So that's the whole point, is that even though they may appear to be spiritualists and that they're following the Veda and all that, they're technically not. They're just conditioned souls. Who have an attachment for detachment because they've been gotten so much mercy, misery out of being attached to attachment. So it's just a swing of a pendulum. You just go this way and then you go back this way and then you go back this way. And so that position, then the living entities, then... when they appreciate it, how it's all Krishna, but at the same time it's separate from Krishna because it's his energies and all that. That's the point. A person means he has energies. So the energies are non-different, but they're different. So that's why it talks about his sarup, means his form. That's directly him. Everything else is him. But as expanding from him. So it's one, but it's different. But it's based in the personal. We try to take that and make that function in the impersonal. And so then there's confusion. Because with the person, it's naturally there. You know, it's just like you know, the guy who owns the industrialist, then he has all his managers, he has all his workers, he has his factory, he has all the influence he has on the market. So you just see the energy just goes out. He has his money. So they're all non-different from him. But at the same time, as you can tell the difference between him and his manager, or him and the machine. Is that something? You know, so that's the point. It comes from the personal, not from the impersonal. We try to take the impersonal and get to the personal. No, it's all personal. This impersonal thing, that's a covering. That's not normal. So, yeah. So activities, because you have that, so from the Mahatattva, that's where activity starts. So then in the universe, then that starts, and then Brahma then carries on the creation and all that. So you have the material energy, then it separates, and then you get Mahatattva. So that at, what do you call it? The Advaya? No. Abhyakta, yes. Means it's separated, but it hasn't turned into the next thing, like Christ says at time. In due course of time, the impregnated material energy was manifested first as the total material ingredients. Everything takes its own time to fructify. And therefore, the word called a chodita, influenced by time. Right? So there's that point where it's been, the influence is there, but it hasn't turned into the Mahatattva yet. Right? So, but at the same time, pradhan is avyakta. And all the elements in that are avyaktas, but they're giving two different things, because one is then the all the ingredients, how you see it, 24 elements, that you're dealing with avyakta. Pradhan just means they're harmoniously all mixed together. You know, so we're talking about the ingredients of creation, that'll be avyakta. We're talking about just the you know, the origin of that. That will be pradhan. You know, and when we're talking about its activity, then we're talking Mahatattva. So these three features are there. So you're going to have where it comes from. Then you're going to have the ingredients, and then you're going to have the nimitta, the activity. Right? Now you can say pradhan is the ingredient cause, because it is. It's just a matter if they're separated, it's there. It's not coming from a different place. But it's just like, let's say, have all the different things in a box, and then you take them out of the box and line them all up. It's the same thing. That's why you can call it either way. But just one is indicating that they're individually shown, and the others are showing that they're not. So it's not wrong to say pradhan is the ingredient cause, because that's where it's from. Or you say it's avyakta, means it's unmanifest. Because even though they're individual there, nothing's manifest. You don't have a horse or a cow or a house or a boat. That means you have to combine it. That's Mahatattva. So when you have the 8,400,000 species, you have the higher, lower, middle planetary systems, you have the mountains, you have the valleys, you have the plains, you have the coastline, that's Mahatattva. Does that make sense? And Mahatattva means all that there, but what's the point of it? It's sutras, because the living entity has a desire. So that's why then that's the nimitta aspect. So it's just, are you showing the Lord, the universal form, you're showing the jiva, so are you looking at it from the samasti or the vyasti? Because then we make it, is it this or that? It's both. You know? Like you say, there's a hospital. Why is there a hospital? Because patients are sick. People are sick. It's not that the hospital was just there on its own. Because people are sick, there's a hospital. But if you have a hospital and there's no patients, people go, what kind of hospital is this?
Private.
Yes. Private. Yep. The Lord, Adhoksaja, through his portion who glances at Prakriti, Purushena Atma Bhutena, places the jiva, viryam, in Prakriti, mayam, made of the gunas, by maya, which has the function of time, kala vritya. Shruti says, Hante mas tisro devata. The Lord entered the three devas with the jiva and divided name and form. Chandogya Upanishad 6.3.2. Mahatattva, composed of knowledge. Vijnanatma, dispels the ignorance of pralaya. Tamo nuda. Right, so Mahatattva will be that aspect of that, that pure goodness. Right? A shadow of pure goodness, consciousness. So it's Vishuddha Sattva, but it's actually a shadow of Vishuddha Sattva. Because through the Mahatattva, you use it in connection with the Lord, you can elevate yourself to the transcendental world. But if you still use the same thing, not connected to the Lord, you can't elevate yourself to the transcendental platform. Right, so when you're talking about it's in Vishuddha Sattva, then it's meaning it's the shadow of Vishuddha Sattva. You still say, like if there's a shadow, and I say, well, what's that? Oh, that's a man, or that's a house, or that's a car, or that's a goat. But you can't say it's not a goat. But at the same time, it's not the full goat. Right, you know, so it's not, you know, how you say it? What's his name? Jordan? No? He's the goat? No? You don't know that
one?
No
one gets the reference?
No one gets the reference?
Michael Jordan?
Goat. G-O-A-T. Greatest of all time.
Okay.
So just no. So you might look at goats a little differently now.
I'm a little sacrificial though.
Yes, yes. But still, it's a goat. It's not a frog or something. Excuse the reference.
I know the LeBron James fans here.
Hmm?
No, LeBron James fans here.
No. Yeah, so like that. So even though the Gita says about how you say, yeah, you know, the offering and the fire of digestion and like that. So yeah. Maitreya spoke thus the verse. Vriti, in the next Anucheda, the author cites from the scriptures to show how the Lord creates and destroys the material world. This further validates the Parinamavad, since the Lord is proved to be the material cause of the universe. As opposed to the claim of the Mayavadis, the Brahman can't be the cause of the universe. Thus, the material creation is caused by the transformation of the Lord Shakti, but he remains unaffected by all such transformation. Now remember is that because of their material consciousness, they can't see the Lord. Right? When they're Satchitananda, you know, this, or let's say, the Sandini, Samvit, and Hladini, they only see the Sandini and Samvit aspects. So when you remove that from the Lord, because Bhagavan is the one who then, with his energies, performs his pastimes. Right? So by his desire, then they're unable to see that aspect. So they can only see the situation that you are in, and the what you can do with it, the qualities you can use, right? Because quality means action, right? Qualities are a symptom of action, and qualities are used for action. If you say somebody's nice, that means it indicates that he does things that are nice. You know, he's strong means he can do physically strong things, you know, that takes physical strength. So action comes from qualities. That's why you have name, form, qualities, pastimes. You understand? Right? Yeah. So then the you can only see that side of it. You don't see Krishna. And so you only see that side of it. So as soon as you separate Krishna off from that, you're actually in material consciousness. So that's why in the material world, that's all everybody works with. They want a situation, and they're looking for that, you know, activity and the qualities. People are performing action, no, but only with this quality. Right? Does that make sense? You know, it's just like people are out in the street burning and this and that, and they're terrorists. This another group of people goes out, does exactly the same thing, and oh, they're, you know, how you say, marching for truth. Same thing's happening. Exact same mechanics. So that's the thing. We can only see that aspect, and then we interpret it according to what's good for our sense gratification or not. So in the spiritual world, because it's about Krishna, therefore you have ananda. That's why you have bliss. Material world, since it's for sense gratification, therefore you only get material happiness and distress. So that's why we start there, because that's what we look at, and connect that to Krishna. So you have to have some knowledge, right? So the second chapter of Gita, and then how to use that connected to the Lord. Right? Then you have the actual spiritual knowledge about the Lord. Then you combine that, you get Buddhi Yoga. You get more advanced, you can add in Dhyana Yoga. But it's all part of the Buddhi Yoga thing. So you have to have the spiritual understanding and the transcendental understanding, and then what you're working with, how that connects to the Lord. How you are part and parcel of the Lord, how you can use that in connection to the Lord. Does that make any sense? Yeah. So that's the... Does that make sense? So they can't see that way. They can only see the situation and the activity, and they see that's a problem. It's supposed to give happiness, but it doesn't. And so there's the understanding that it has to be connected with the Supreme. But they see that the Supreme can't be like this, because they don't understand the personal, because they're dualists. Right? It means they're exclusive bonus, which makes them dualists. That's the fun part. And so then, because of that, they can't see how Brahman can have any control or influence or be the foundation of the material world. Because they don't understand the personal, so therefore we're just doing personal stuff that we do, but we're not connected to Krishna. That's why everything's on knowledge and skills, and they'll talk about morality. That's as far as anybody talks. You know, they say, yes, you have to see your goal, but your goal is, by applying those, what transformation you get. They can't say, get buying this, you'll be happy. They let you come to that conclusion. There's smiling people around, and that you come to the conclusion they're happy. They don't say, this will make you happy. Otherwise, they have so many law cases that they would go bankrupt. Right? Because in the material world, you can't guarantee that, because happiness and distress come together. You're happy when you get the car, and then unhappy when you have to fill up the petrol. So that's the point. The two go together. So in the spiritual world, because here the indirect makes you unhappy. In the spiritual world, the direct and the indirect make you happy. Because it's connected to the Lord. Yeah, it stands for this one thing. Leaving the Lord out makes the whole thing fall apart. So if you understand Brahman and Paramatma, but without the understanding of Bhagavan, it's still incomplete. Because Bhagavan is the source. We're looking at it, oh no, you just build up. But where's the source? Why is it goes that direction? Because that's the source. We take it, no, here's the source. Because we're used to inductive. From inductive, I start here, this is the foundation. Then I build up. But in actuality, the personal is the foundation, and it extends down. Is that... Yeah, we're good? Okay.
Yeah, I was thinking if we deal with the cause, we get both spiritual and material.
Mm.
If we deal with the effect, we get only material. We don't get the spiritual benefit.
Yes, 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 exactly, exactly. That's the whole point, is that faith, you know, we were discussing yesterday, that person has the faith that in bhakti everything's already there. They don't worry about all these different things. They just apply themselves in Krishna consciousness. There are no issues, there are no this and that. Those are for those who don't have that faith. Because an issue means, oh, it could be this or it could be that. Because an issue means you have to have polarity. But the point is how does it connect to Krishna? Because neither are using that. They'll take it that no, because I see this as good qualities and Krishna is good. God is all good, so what I see as good, that's God. Yes, you can see it connected to God because he being the origin of good, therefore the good that you're looking at comes from God, but also the good that the other person is looking at comes from God. But because they're subjective, they just see it from their own point of view. They don't see the samasti that he's created all these things, so all the variety of things are coming from him. It's just we call it that this is good. Does that make sense? Yeah.
Cultural is like a bit.
Yes.
To see in the ascending quality, a bit.
Yes, habits. Because that means by material conception, that's actually the only way we can see. And so, but because that's not how things are, it's descending. Therefore, within the ascending process, we say there is a descending, as if it's two different things. Did I go out myself and perceive it, or did I learn it from the teacher?
Yes.
You know? So we're being taught that you should go out, see for yourself, and you're sitting in a classroom hearing that from a teacher. And there's a good chance that what they're talking about, you will never yourself go out and perceive. You'll never do it yourself. So they get this funny mix. But their deductive knowledge has come from someone's inductive knowledge. So it's not actual deductive. But it's enough that the vocabulary is there and we can use it, people can relate to it. Just that you connect it up to Krishna. And then it works. And so if the people have the faith to do that, then it'll start to work and they'll start to get the spiritual benefit. Because the point is, Krishna's in control, so if you do things in connection with Krishna, then it starts to work. Yeah? Anucheda 59. The one form of Vishnu withdrew the universe previously created by his Maya through his time Shakti at the end of Brahma's life and remained alone. The support of himself and shelter of all his Shaktis. So he's the support of himself. Because we're looking at it, everything has a support, so where's his support? But that's the whole point is that if you go on unlimited like that, that means there's no support. That means nothing would exist. So there has to be a support. Otherwise, how is it existing? So that means there has to be someone who they are the support of themselves. And from that support, all other support is coming. It's just logical. They'll say, "No, it's not logical. How can you know? Where's his source?" But you're only but then you're looking at the thing. Then there is no such thing as shelter. So why are you even worried about it? Right? The infinite regression is a problem if you don't add the Lord. What's the problem with it? It just keeps going. There's no Lord. As soon as you add the Lord, the infinite regression means it goes back to the Lord. It's not a problem, so it's not infinite. It may be a lot, but it gets back to the Lord. When he brought his energies such as sattva to equilibrium by his powerful energy of time, the Lord who enjoys in himself, who is the controller of Prakriti and the Jivas, who is worshipped by liberated and conditioned Jivas, remained in the form of complete bliss without Maya. O subduer of enemies, at the time of creation, the Lord, by the power of his Chit Shakti, agitates Prakriti made of the Gunas and creates Mahatattva Sutra. Right, we can see here he agitates Prakriti through his Chit Shakti. So it means that time must be coming out of Chit Shakti. It's a feature of the Chit Shakti. So in the spiritual world, that, you know, it has the willpower, because willpower means you can do something takes time. You have qualities, its qualities indicate time, indicate movement. And they're used for movement. And so therefore that's where those elements come from. The ingredients themselves are coming from the sat aspect. the existence of things. Sat means existence. You know, eternity means they exist. So all the things that exist come from Sat. The qualities and all that that are used and all that, that comes in there. Right? It means the thing itself has, so therefore you have the laws on which it's governed. But using it, that's where it is. Right? Does that make sense? It means you're going to deal according to the qualities. Just like, let's say, you have the English gentleman. And you've known him for years, but then you find out he can do something you never knew he could. Because they just don't talk about it. Whatever's going on, only at that's only how much they show. Right? As opposed to going across the pond and first meeting, they'll tell you everything that they can do. And maybe never do it. While the British guy won't tell you anything that he does, and only what is necessary at the time or what you ask him about, then he'll discuss or apply. So, So that comes from there. So that's applied. And then what does that do? That then he remains in the form of complete bliss. He's controlling all that, and he remains in bliss. Because he's controlling that, his energies and his expansions. That makes sense. They say that this sutra, the product of the three gunas, creates the universe with great variety. By this sutra, the universe is pervaded, and by this sutra, the jiva takes rebirth. Just as from within himself, the spider expands through his mouth, plays with it for some time, and eventually swallows it. Similarly, the Supreme Lord produces the universe and then withdraws it. Srimad Bhagavatam 11:9-16-21. So we see even here is how Krishna creates. There's elements there that are doing the same principle as what he does. There's in a small way. The spider's just up in the corner doing like that. Srimad Bhagavatam 11:9-16-21. By his independent maya, taya, of which time is a portion, he creates mahatattva, Shruti says. As a spider creates and then withdraws a web, as plants sprout from the earth, and as hairs grow from a man, so the material universe has come from the Lord. Mundaka Upanishad 1:1-17. Dattatreya spoke thus to Yadu. Sarva Sambhadini. Okay, I think this probably goes for a while. Oh, no, just a few pages. Oh, just a few pages. Therefore, Parinama of Paramatma is the conclusion of Scripture. That is shown in brief here. Well-known Shruti statements are seen concerning Parinama Vada. Vacharambhanam Vikaro nama jayam mritiketyaiva satyam. Clay takes on a name as it undergoes transformation expressible by words, but clay is proven to be real. Chandogya Upanishad 6:1-4. The meaning is this. Vacharambhanam means that which depends on words, or that which begins by words. An object which exists separately from the word or is expressible by words. Right? So it's separate from the word, it can be expressed by the word. Right? That object transforms, vikara, and takes on a name, nama deyam. For instance, a pot is a transformation of clay. The clay becomes known as a pot when it manifests a form because of having a body, neck, and spout, etc. This means that the clay and pot are not different. That is indeed eva, true, satyam. It is not like the transformation seen when shell is mistaken for silver, right? Because that's a mistake. Or it is not like silver, which actually exists elsewhere, different from shell, since the word iti at the end of the statement indicates the consequence of the statement, satyam, true, right? Because you can say is that, okay, there's the shell and there's silver, so the shell is not silver. So that's what they're trying to say. We're mistaking the shell for silver, but the shell is not silver. Right? But here, the example is clay in a pot. Is as it transforms, it's called a pot. So Krishna transforms it through his energies. It's called the material world. But actually, it's all clay. Does that make sense? So that's why they use that example, not the clay pot. They only use the clay pot to say it holds space, and then you break it, and then the space merges. But the point, what's there, is that the space inside the pot and outside the pot are all still space. So even the pot itself, in you know that bit of clay, it's taking up space. What's inside is space. So the space, it never needed. It's already one anyway. Like that. So it's just by a trick of words, then we think, oh, it's been separated. You can't separate space. It's all there. Everything sits in space.
Mm-hmm. You're actually having a duality.
Yes.
Inside the pot.
No. Yeah. And then they're saying then that duality is made one, but we're saying it's all one, but it's two. You know. So that's the thing. Whatever they're looking for, we're already saying, but they're saying it in an opposite way, so it doesn't work because they're under the avidya shakti. Right? So they're saying two becomes one, we're saying one becomes two. So that's the whole difference. Because we're starting with the person. They're starting with you know, illusion and things like that. So that's the problem. So it has to be very clear that it's material, their perspective. It's not spiritual. They'll be counted as transcendentalists because they're trying to become transcendental to the material world. That's their objective. But in reality, the consciousness that they're using to get to apply that is not.
No, it's similar to the main religion, also. It's similar to the religion of today.
Religion.
Yes.
Yes. No. Everything's similar. The gross materialist, he's saying, I don't believe in God, but he believes in his not believing in God. Yes. You know, I saw yesterday a thing where someone said, oh, I think it's Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He's saying that for the devotee, he can see God everywhere. And for the atheist, he can't see God anywhere. Yeah. So it's, yeah. Katam asata saj jayeta. How can the real arise from the unreal? Chandogya Upanishad 6.2.2. Right, so you have to have the real, and then how do you get? Because you're taking unreal, and then you're coming to real. How does that go? I'm in ignorance, but through my working with ignorance, I can get to Brahman. Because they even say knowledge, technically, even Brahman doesn't have knowledge because it has no attributes. So then, how through ignorance did you get Brahman? This Shruti statement refutes the opposing theories. Because that's actually what they're doing. They don't see it like that, but that's actually what they're doing. The word eva indicates the importance of the statement. One cannot claim that clay is not real. One cannot separate the statement since the transformation would not have a cause. The second phase is the natural result of the first. The second phrase is the natural result of the first phrase. Since the sense is completed by the consequence sequence of phrases, the direct meaning arises from the combined statements.
Right.
The word clay, that means that which depends on words and that which begins by words. Right? The word clay, the following is understood. Just as the pot is observed as a transformation of clay, which is realized by all persons using consciousness at a latter time in all cases, and is not accepted as an illusion of clay, so one can infer the reality of all objects, such as clay, which were created previously to the pot. Thus it is said, this is true, satyam. Hmm. Does that make sense? So you can't say that the pot's not real. It's clay. It's just a transformation. Because that is just so simple. You have clay, and then you have the pot. Pot's an individual thing. Clay's an, you know, a a generic thing. So therefore, Brahman is the source of the material world. It's just this transformation, how it's used, then you call it that. But you're doing everything in connection with Krishna, it's still the kingdom of God. Does that make sense?
We always need a person for transformation.
Yes, you always need a person. It won't. That's why everything's personal. Even the energy, they're personal. Just like you can say, you have a particular energy, but that's because you're a person, you have those energies. It's not that the energies are there and then you have yourself. You have yourself, then there's the energies. So, therefore, the jiva, even in the material world, depending upon his consciousness, that's therefore he's empowered with those particular potencies and qualities and body and senses to function. Like that. It's not that they're just there on their own. That's called Mahatattva. That's the universal form. It's just all there. Every possible combination is there. So it's just a manifestation of those things. But the point is, it's the desire of a living entity that they get that opportunity, and it's the desire of the Supreme Person that these options are made available to the conditioned soul, with the purpose of bringing them out of material consciousness to spiritual consciousness. Right? There's no other purpose. That's why we can't get fascinated by the material energy, because its only purpose is to serve Krishna. So if it's not bringing you closer to Krishna, what's the point? Like that. It is impossible to explain that the words indicate vivartavad illusion because of the presence of words like transformation. It is stated that Brahman is the cause of the shaktis, of the subtle conscious entity, the pure jiva, and the subtle unconscious entity, avyakta. Thus, Brahman is real and the results are real. Sad eva somnyedam agra asit. O gentle one, this Brahman existed previously. Chandogya Upanishad 6.2.1. That Brahman possesses shaktis is clear, since it is said that it previously existed. It is the cause of the universe. Though the Lord is the material cause, upadana, of the mixture, the Lord does not mix with the jiva or matter. For instance, in this world, though white and other colored threads are gathered together from the material cause, in certain parts of the cloth there is white color. The colors do not mix in the final result. In the final result, when the Lord, with his chit and achit shaktis, become the material cause, there's no mixture of the enjoyer and enjoyed, controller and controlled. This is not contrary to sarvam kalvidam brahma taj jalan. Everything is Brahman. The peaceful person should worship Brahman as the creator and destroyer. Okay, so here's, they take sarvam kalvidam brahma and leave off Taj Jalan.
Yes.
You know all the different things that person should worship him as a creator and destroyer. They leave these things out. They take just how much they want.
Yes.
You know, just like that. Mommy, can I go out and play? Says yes, but first, do your homework. So then he takes, yes, that part. That's the Mahavakya. And then he goes out and plays. Well, I said, what about your home? You said yes. Yeah. So they're doing the same thing. Bokhtrapater. Avibhagas chit shyal lokavat. If one argues that because the jiva as shakti is non-different from Brahman, there will be no distinction seen between them at all. This argument is rejected. Distinction in oneness is seen in the ordinary world. Brahma Sutra 2.1.13. Right? Everybody has their individuality. You see that. So they'll say, oh, it's all an illusion. But the point is as been as stated, if you have transformation, that means Brahman's real. The transformation of energies is real. So therefore, you see individuality here, there must be individuality there. Right? So they just try to say it's all illusion and throw everything out. So it makes that oneness because they want to be God. That's all. It's not about finding the absolute truth. It's about becoming God. Right? You know, it's just like you want to do something that's not necessarily so important, but you try to make it look important by connecting it to something else or giving it a, you know, a how you explain it, it sounds so glorious. You know, I feel the, you know, the refrigerator is getting, you know, overly, you know, overly, how you say, there's too many things in the refrigerator. We're going to clean it up and make it nice and clean and orderly so we can get at everything like that. What he's saying is I'm going to go in there and eat all the leftover ice cream and everything. Right? But it sounds great when you put it in the one way. You understand? So that's why you see is that, you know, like we said, are the marchers, are they terrorists or are they marching for truth? Yeah, ethnic cleansing, you know, very, how you say, one of the most amazingly eloquent, how you say, like that. But I still think that, how you say, work will set you free. I think that's probably the best.
They go together.
Yes, they go together. It's a similar vein. But yeah, it's all it is I put it in one way, and then I put it in another way, it's not. Simply by the word. So that's the thing, is when that the word, you know, and then the existence of the thing. But then because we've given it that, that becomes its existence. But the point is we're not the one in control. We don't create the words. The words already mean what they mean. The items already are created in a particular way that mean what they mean. So an activity... It's you know, it has its basis on if it's right or not. Its mechanics are set, and then you use it in this way, that's good. You use it in this way, you get a different result. Right? But it's not that by our words, then we create its existence. Does that make sense? You know, it's just, what do you call it? Yeah, so it's like that. You know, someone's trying to create... how you say, get rid of bad feelings between people, and so you're trying to point out the common points like this. Someone will say, yes, he's, you know, very, very saintly and trying to, you know, raise the understanding and all this. Someone else will say, oh, he's a traitor, he's selling out. So that's the whole thing. It's just a matter of words. So then you have to see the words in connection with Krishna. Then you get the complete. Because any time you try to just see it with only the sat and the chit, then you won't get the complete. Does that make sense? Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai.